And our next guest, he was probably the Robbie Gray of the SA NFL.
Oh, yes. He was dangerous in front of goal, left or right foot, majestic in the midfield, and like Robbie Gray, a superb human. Welcome, Brian Cunningham.
Oh, thank you, Michelangelo. Very nice to be here. And Miles as well.
Robbie Gray, you would have watched him as a fan. What's your memories of Robbie Gray and the thought of how he's going to bow out in a showdown?
He was a staggeringly good player, like just an amazing player. I've not had the pleasure of actually meeting and having a chat with Robbie. I've been to training a few times and seen him out there and obviously watched every game pretty well that he's played in. But from what I understand, isn't it interesting how a lot of the great people are just that. They're not just sensational in the skills that they show, but they are excellent people as well. And Robbie Gray seems to be one of those people that everyone says, yep, he's a great man. So great man aside from his footy expertise.
So Brian, you were there at the beginning putting together the Port Adelaide list from the very start in 97, even before that, when you returned in 93. Mm. If you were to join our poll as who's Port Adelaide's greatest AFL player, how would you vote?
Ooh, I read that in the paper today and I'm going, that's a really tough call. Robbie Gray's got to be up amongst it if he's not it. I thought Warren Treadray, Gavin Wanganeen, but then who am I missing? And I'm feeling a bit inept because I should have a list in front of me to answer that question. But you'd say, put a sheet across all of them and say, you're the greatest player. No one's going to argue with those sorts of talents.
It's like Miles and I, when we were talking off air, we were almost arguing, do you want to drive a Maserati or a Ferrari?
Yep. And they were all of that in their different ways. Mm. But Robbie was, amazing. Some of the things that, when footballers do things and they do things well, you're applauded and you think, well, that's a terrific thing. So a little bit of noise in the background with my guy doing a bit of work on my fence. So I'm walking up here now. But at times, when Robbie Gray did things, I still remember that, however he read that tap and kicked that goal from Paddy Ryder, I still can't work that out. It's like he did things that you go, no one does that in footy. But he did. Yeah, he was terrific.
Brian, showdown week, he's bowing out in a showdown. Can you just tell us about the showdowns and how they began? And that was part of your time. And it sort of just run us through what that was like.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, that was the time when the Adelaide Crows, I won't go back into the details of it, the Crows got into the AFL, Port Adelaide tried, then were let down. I think probably that's the best way to describe it. Mm. Crows came in, then everyone hated Port Adelaide's guts, and that was okay because we didn't mind that. But then there was another licence available, and we went hammer and tong and got the licence, and obviously then you put the two together and it's just an explosive mix. You've got Adelaide Footy Club who were given the licence, didn't seek it. There was no need to seek it. The SNFL basically didn't want to go into the AFL. Port Adelaide did, and then we got in the AFL. So you've got one who really wanted to be in, one who got there by another means, and then the rivalry grew. So that first showdown was an amazing, amazing experience. It was Adelaide's home game. So, we went out and in front of, I don't know, 50,000 people, it was a massive sellout and couldn't get anyone more into the ground. And we won that first game of the showdown. It was probably one of the great experiences that we had as a footy club to go, okay, we're now in the AFL. And by the way, in our first season now, with the fourth or fifth game, we've just knocked off. So it was good. It was fun.
Love that.
So, Brian, why is the rivalry held up for 26 years and delivers such remarkable results? Like, even to think the past two have been four-point games.
Yeah, I know. And that game, the one that they won earlier in the year, which was just an amazing finish. Like, you got to admire it. Like, even though we hated losing, and you always do, but you had to admire the way that Adelaide came back and won that game. It was just staggeringly good. And it just brings out the best in players. And I think it's a combination of, it's the expectation. The expectation, I don't think, comes in my time. I was there for 13 years as chief executive. It doesn't come from the players and the coaches. They can say all the things and, it's a game to them and it's an important game. But it comes from the people, the supporters, and, the way that Adelaide turns on to a showdown. It's amazing that anyone, follows footy has got to have, you got to have one or the other. There's no one who says, I'm not a Crows, I'm not a Port, I don't care who wins. If they follow footy, they really go hard at, well, I'm Port or I'm the Crows. And that's what drives it. So it's all the members and supporters and the expectations and the fact that the week after, it's a great week if you win.
So, Brian, you point out that 1990 bid to enter what was then an expanding VFL led to a lot of hatred towards Port Adelaide. And as you say, it's not a chip that Port Adelaide mind's carrying on its shoulder. But the way in which Port Adelaide then did enter, the way it wants to keep that history going with its traditional black and white jumper as the showdown jumper.
Oh, here we go.
Can you clear up for us, when you signed all the paperwork to enter the AFL in 1995, did you waive the right to wear black and white?
No, we didn't, Michael and Joe. And if anyone tells you anything otherwise, it's a joke. It was never, ever part of the deliberations of the AFL. We knew the AFL wanted us to add to our colours, right? So you're black and white, we know that. So we're not taking it away from you. But what you must do is add. So we added the teal and we added the silver, and they've both been used really well, and they're great colours, and there was a reason why we added both of those, but we were still black and white. And there was nothing in any of the paperwork that we did that said we're never wearing a prison bar guernsey or whatever you like to call it.
So there was no implied implied note with that, well, once you go to four colours, you can't wear two.
No, not at all. No, nothing. We had four colours. We could choose to use any of the colours at any time. And if you notice, the first guernsey that we produced, pretty well, and all the Guernseys since, as far as I can tell, if you look at the back of the Guernsey, I think there were a couple of years where we had a teal sort of yoke at the top, but the back of the Guernsey looks identical to the 1930s back of Port Adelaide Guernsey, or the 1970s when I played, in the 1990s. We kept the back of the Guernsey exactly the same, and still is today. It's the front that we changed, and so we've got half of a Port Adelaide Guernsey in any Guernsey that we wear pretty well.
Did you find it comical that one club rather than the league dictates what another club wears?
Yeah, I mean, they've had that argument for ages. And Eddie, at the time, and, you know, I was chief executive, he was a president. And we would occasionally get to be on air together about it, and it was a good debate or more than an argument. It was just like, and I said to him off air, I said, look, they'd follow you anywhere, you're Collingwood people, even if you did let this go. And I think he probably agreed, but it was just a matter of principle for him. And it was more than that, actually. It was more about if we can get some publicity out of this and stir our people up and embolden our people, then that's what we'll do. And they did. So it worked for them. And hopefully we can get some sense into the conversation at some stage.
Now, enough about the footy, Brian. Are you still involved in this harness racing? How's the harness racing going after this Cunningham report there? What are we? How's that going well, or what do we talk about there?
Miles, I'm not a harness racing person, to be honest. I got asked to do a review of harness racing years ago, and then they named the report after me. Now, I think it was a really good report, but no one's... they haven't. I'm not sure how many recommendations they've enacted, and I don't think it's as many as a lot of people would have liked. But that's, I honestly don't. It was one of the consulting roles that I have in my business, and it was a pretty big report. Everyone accepted it as a very good report, but I think it's very politically difficult to do the things that we suggested they should do. Are you a fan? Are you?
No, I'm a horse racing fan. I just thought of, I might be able to go for a beer out at Globe Derby, Brian. But obviously, looks like we might not. We might leave that alone.
No, we'll have a beer anytime, Miles. Don't worry about that. I'm versatile enough. So no, the harness racing is out. But anyhow, that's for them to work through now.
Brian, always nice.
Will you be there Saturday night, Brian?
Oh yeah, yep. I've just got to work out who comes with me. I've got enough tickets to get the family there, and it'll be a beaut, and I'll sit behind Greg Bolton and Cheryl, it'll be a terrific game. Hope the weather really works out well for it, and should be, you'd expect that, you know, it would be a sellout, like everyone would have come to this one, wouldn't they?
I don't think there'll be a dry eye in the house by the time we see Robbie Gray walk off for the last time either.
I agree with that. So well done to him, and what a great career, and whatever plaudits he gets on Saturday night and hopefully kicks some goals and plays well in his last game. And you know, it's a great thing that he's called it. And I haven't seen any interviews today, but I'm assuming that that you know, there's not many players that go out on a high. He's pretty well on a high. He's had a knee injury and it's probably pulled him back a little bit this year. But he's still an amazing player to retire at the age of whatever he is, 31 or something, 32.
34 now.
Won't be a spare
time
seat.
Pass, Brian, yes, 34.
Won't be a spare seat there, Brian. Lovely to chat to you, mate. Hope all is well with you and the family. And look, hopefully we can get a Port Adelaide win for you on Saturday at the showdown.
No, we'd love that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Cunningham
there.
True
greats of South Australian football. Yeah.